The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, I got called on something yesterday by my husband as we were coming home from that wonderful gig out at the Cat Empire.
Yeah.
He said, are you going to take down these Christmas lights outside?
First of all, Glenn, since when did that become Jules' job? Didn't you put them up, Jules?
Yeah, it did.
Then it's his job to pull them down. That's how it works. You've done half the work.
Yeah. Well, I took down the Christmas tree inside pretty much, a week after Christmas. So I was pretty diligent with that.
Yeah, you took it down earlier than usual for some reason,
yeah,
didn't you?
Which was okay.
Yeah.
Done, dusted, it's packed away. But the Christmas lights that are on the outside of the house,
yeah,
I kind of think they add a nice little bit of zhuzhing to the outside.
A bit of zhuzhing, is that it?
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, it took a lot for me to get those Christmas lights up. I was on a ladder in a precarious position.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it looked like a WorkSafe commercial about to go wrong. Yeah. I actually nailed new nails into the roof so I could hook these lights up.
Yeah.
And I just think it makes the house look nice.
Okay, so you
not
think
particularly Christmassy.
Yeah.
They're just nice little fairy lights outside.
So you think they're, yeah, okay, no, that's fair enough. So instead of them being Christmas lights, they are now just decorative lights on the outside of your house.
That's what I think.
Are you still switching them on?
Well, they're solar.
Oh, so they switch themselves on.
Yeah, they switch themselves on.
There's no turning them off. And here's another thing, Jules, another argument in the defence of leaving them up. If you take them down, you are just going to have a bunch of confusing nails sticking out of the facade of your house.
Well, there's that too.
People are going to see those nails and go, "What? They need hammering all the way in. What are they doing?" But while there's Christmas lights, actually no, while there's decorative lights from them.
Thank you. Let's change them to decorative lights.
The nails make perfect sense.
They do. And I've got a couple of sets. I've got the ones that are hanging from the roof, and I've also got one that's been tossed into a bush.
What, decoratively or just
no, decoratively.
Thrown into
no,
a bush?
Decoratively.
Okay.
And the last few years I've put them in that same bush and haven't taken them out. And the only reason that they have been in, well, they've left in there and they've sort of become destroyed is because I've mown over them with the the lawnmower.
Yeah, okay. So do these lights work at all?
Well, yeah, those ones do.
The ones in the bush that have been destroyed?
No, I've replaced them over the years.
Oh, okay.
So every year I leave them in the bush. And
they get destroyed.
Every year I accidentally forget that there's a cord on the ground and go, what was that sound? And go, oh, it's the Christmas lights.
Oh, my decorative lights. You know what, Jules? I am all for making chores around the house more efficient. Everything from when I'm driving up my driveway, I don't even have that longer driveway anymore. But when I'm driving up the driveway, if the bin's around the curb, I'll stick my hand out the window and pull them up with the car because to me, that's eliminating a job. Otherwise, I would have to walk out there and get those bins. So I think if you want to leave your lights out, that's absolutely fine.
Because they just look like nice.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. And come home too if I've been out late, out for dinner, I come home like, oh, that's right.
Isn't that pretty?
They look so pretty.
Are they in Christmas colours?
No.
Well, that's...
they're just white ones.
Then that's perfect. You've just got decorative lights. And then when Christmas time swings around, it is so easy for you to put up a Christmas lights display because all you have to do is add
a bit of green and red.
Yeah, or a candy corn or like a reindeer to your yard or something. Yep. And suddenly your decorative lights are now more festive.
I like it.
I think it's great. At what point... so for people who do still have their Christmas lights up and Christmas lights that are clearly Christmas lights, there is no way around it.
Yeah.
At what point does it go from, oh my God, they've still got their Christmas lights up, to, oh my God, they've got their Christmas lights up already? Like, at what point in the year does that transition happen?
I reckon it must be like September, October.
So right up until
just like
then.
You know when the supermarkets start and the shopping centres start getting Christmassy stuff?
Yeah.
If you have yours up still in September, October, I think you just leave them up for the year.
Then it looks like you're just ahead of the game.
Yeah. The Power FM Brekkie Show.